Welcome back to the Hollywood Casino Press Box featuring Frank Cusimano and Martin Kilcoin on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Welcome back. Hollywood Casino Press Box. All new 590 The Fan. Frank and Martin here till 12. The Bomarito Automotive Family sponsors this part of the program. Go to Bomarito.com. Go through their extensive inventory of new cars, pre-owned cars. Find out about that Bomarito 500 coming up at Gate at Worldwide Technology Raceway. Nobody sells more cars than the Bomarito Automotive Family. Also, the Gatesworth, finest in senior living, 170 in Delmar, 1 McKnight Place. The answer is always yes when you call down to the front desk. The food is outstanding. The activities are great. It's just a great way to spend the sunset of your life at the Gatesworth. It's our pleasure to welcome Dr. Rick Lehman. Dr. Rick, good to be with you. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Very good. One of the big stories in sports, Tiger Woods withdrawing from the 2019 Northern Trust last weekend after playing just one round. Tiger has been on record after his great Masters victory saying that that took so much out of me that I'm paying a price for it, preparing and working so hard to try to win the Masters. What do you think Tiger's statements on that and then moving forward with his career?
Well, you know, I think there's a couple things going on. Right now they're calling it an oblique strain, which I think it's really more of his back, and I think his back fatigues. And I think the level of his practice, his commitment to the game has really cost him. You know, he's a guy who's historically been at the driving range hours and hours and hours. He's an unbelievable workout freak. And I think all that over a period of time has created, you know, the surgeries, the overload, et cetera. And I think the effort put forth to win the Masters, he's 100% right. Probably his recovery time is going to be a few months. And now he's trying to come back and play, and he can't recover. Now, the real question is, can he ever recover, and can he ever play at that level with that intensity and recover and then be, you know, kind of a meaningful player on the PGA circuit? And that's what the real ticket is. So in my opinion, I think he's right. I think it's just too much. The intensity level is too high for the level or the health of his back. And I think every time he really tries to kick it, he's going to break down a little bit. And unless he's just planning on playing three or four tournaments a year, which, you know, can't really do, or it's tough, I think he's going to have a problem.
What's the body part you can't – I mean, that's the hardest to come back from? Because I think of him, and I think of the back surgeries. And I just keep – I know Serena, she's been beat up over the years, a lot of these individual sports, but a knee injury, of course, you can get it worked on. I just feel like the back would be the hardest thing for an athlete to somehow overcome.
Well, I think that's 100% correct, and I think, you know, you look at Peyton Manning, who couldn't overcome the cervical spine surgeries, and at the end had no rotation in his neck. The year he won the Super Bowl, he couldn't really rotate his neck, and he really wasn't a factor in the game at all, and that season really wasn't a factor, even though they won it. And I think that's right. I think the back surgeries have made it virtually impossible. I mean, Tiger, for a period of time, was having weakness in his legs, pain going down both legs, and couldn't rotate, and then was having problems pushing off. He got better, but I think every time he then gets to that level of stressing it, he can't come back, and I think you're 100% right. I think that's the one limiting factor that there's no coming back from, and I think that's what you're seeing. Now, in 6 months or 5 months, you know, my guess is he'll probably be all right, 3-4 months, but it's going to take a while.
What do you think the percentage of guys who are in their mid-40s who've been professional golfers or high-level amateurs, that, and we're talking about swinging a club pretty violently from age 15 to 45, that don't have some type of back issue?
It's small. That's a very well-put question, actually. And, you know, it's small. So if you look at guys that are very good golfers, you know, played either pro, that could be Nike Tour, doesn't make any difference, but they're playing 4 or 5 days a week. You know, they're at the driving range. They're just really, really working on their game, and they're 40 and up. I would say the incidence of guys that don't have back pain is probably 10%. I would say the majority of them have intermittent back problems. And if you think about it, the rotation, the stress on your lumbar spine, the repetition, you know, that's what's going to give way. And so, just like Martin said, that's a very hard joint to come back from. It's very complicated. It's your support structure. It's your rotation structure. And again, you know, I think that's what fails.
Dr. Rick always scans the medical headlines, things that are going on in the world. And this one sounds like a Dr. Rick late night movie scaring all of us. A fatal mosquito-borne virus that's been detected in Delaware. It does sound like an Armageddon-type movie. We're all going to die from a mosquito. What's the latest?
Well, you know, it's a CEE, and so we know that mosquitoes have disease, right? They have malaria and dengue fever and all these diseases. And so they found this mosquito that's got this horrible disease, and basically, the reason I sent it mostly is so people understand standing water, if you're going to go out for a walk, you know, get some off or get whatever you use, deep, whatever you use, and you just want to be careful about mosquito bites. Now, most mosquito bites, you know, no harm, no foul, don't make any difference. You know, you get a little welt, itches, no big deal. But there are some mosquitoes out there, mosquito bites, mosquitoes out there that are pretty virulent. And what we're seeing, just like the antibiotic issue, is now all of a sudden we're seeing in America, and it's one thing to get malaria, you know, when you're in Africa, getting malaria in America from mosquito bites is pretty rare. And now all of a sudden we're seeing this species of mosquito that has this horrible disease. And again, you know, if you got standing water or you're at a place and you know there's a whole lot of mosquitoes or it's a bad day, you know what, suck it up and go buy some off and squirt the stuff on and don't get bit by a mosquito.
All right, boy, Dr. Rick, we are loaded for text for you. Does intermittent fasting have a greater effect in terms of fat burning, or is it still coming down to calories in, calories out?
No, it really doesn't have anything to do with that. It has to do with tricking your body. So intermittent fasting works a couple of ways. So you can eat every other day. So one day you eat normal, one day you eat 500 calories. You can eat every third day, or intermittent fasting even comes down to not eating for 12 to 14 hours every day. So you quit eating at whatever time. We've talked about it before, and that accounts for intermittent fasting. And so when you lose weight, when you try to lose weight and you calorie restrict, the first thing that happens is your body tries to survive. And so it's going to suck in every one of those calories. So what intermittent fasting does is it tricks your body into thinking you have a high calorie count. So it's not going to preserve those calories. And then when you go to a low calorie count, your fasting phase, you just lose weight like stink. I mean, the weight falls off because your body's still in the high rev mode. So it's going to accommodate to your calorie intake. So if it's used to 2300, you know, rock and roll, it's going to accommodate and just going to keep your weight the same. Well, when you drop to 500 every couple of days, you're going to lose weight. So it doesn't really have to do with calories in and calories out. And it does. It's not really selective to fat. It's really selective to weight loss. But it's a very effective way, but a very difficult way to lose weight, because on that day you only eat 500 calories. You know, your day kind of sucks.
What are the health benefits of an almond croissant?
All good.
All good. Okay. God, that would have been a great treat for the staff, Frank. Somebody on the staff may have had one this morning and raved about it.
Hey, have you ever been to Nathaniel Reed's bakery or had any of his pastries?
I have, you know, they're right down the street, and actually his mother's a patient, and, you know, he's won all kind of awards. I mean, he's like a nationally recognized baker, cooker, very nice kid, too. Yes, you can't go wrong there.
All right. Why do massive hangovers cause anxiety?
Well, you know, what is a hangover? A hangover is a combination of dehydration and contraction of the vascularity in your brain, your temporal artery and the occipital artery. So that's why you get a hangover. It's almost like a spasm in your brain. And so when you get hung over, basically there's a cerebral or a mental effect, and you can get very anxious. Now, the way to avoid that, you know, we talked about this before, is to start drinking in the middle of the night and really water and try to avoid that significant amount of dehydration, that spasm in your vasculature, and you will avoid that anxiety. But yes, If you get a bad hangover, it can be very anxiety provoking, and it's not just, oh, I'm hungover. It has to do with changes in the blood flow in your brain.
Doc, does vitamin D from mom, a little vitamin D, actually keep the dentist away?
Well, that was a wild. I mean, that's the most unbelievable study I've ever seen. So some guys figured out.
Did you say wowza, wowza?
No, I said, yeah, I said it was wildest.
I'm
reading the study. I couldn't believe it. So, and this wasn't even one from the, you know, crazy journals. So basically, if we give vitamin D to all the moms, their kids' dentition is much better. And it probably makes sense if you kind of think about it a little bit, because vitamin D, calcium, help your bone mineral. It's going to help the enamel in your teeth, et cetera, et cetera. But the fact that that is kind of a follow-through and is going to improve the dentition in your kids. Now, the real question is, if your mom takes fluoride, will the children have better teeth? And I'm sure that study has got to be right there on the tail of this study, because this shows that all moms out there should be taking vitamin D3, probably 5,000 units a day, if they want their kids to have good teeth.
Can you ask Dr. Rick if he's seen the article in Men's Health about the rising cases of rectal cancer in young men? More and more 20 to 30 and 40-year-olds are getting diagnosed.
So that's a trend, and that is a problem. The incidence of rectal cancer has gone up. There's some thoughts that it has to do with different kind of viruses and stuff people are doing. I didn't see it in Men's Health, but it's been in the medical journals for probably the last 2 years. And that incidence is going through the roof. And there's a lot of study trying to figure out, is it diet, which I don't think it is? Is it some type of HPV virus, which is what I think it is? Or scientists think it is? And that's something that we're going to have to really keep an eye on, because rectal cancer is terrible.
Good stuff. Dr. Rick, we appreciate your time, sir. Thank you so much.
Gentlemen, take care.
All right, Dr. Rick Lehman joining us on the Hollywood Casino Press.
This just in from Brian Hoffman, White Blanket. It's International Left-Handers Day. Is this a thing?
Yes.
That's why we have Rick Horton on.
Wow, that's right. Rick Horton, left-hander. Barack Obama, Charlie Chaplin, Albert Einstein, Gandhi, Oprah, Tom Cruise, Bill Gates, Brett Cecil, Tony Fossett.
Wait a minute, hold on. So Oprah,
Tom Cruise,
Obama. There's a trend here. Lefty.
Angelina Jolie.
Oh, my goodness.
Bill Gates.
Yeah.
Wow. Boy, left is left, right? Brian Hoffman.
Yeah.
Look at there. Einstein. No mention of Brett Cecil on here. No mention
what
of.
What about Koufax?
Jason Shreve. No. Yes, correct. Koufax. There are no athletes listed. Well, other than Brian.
Thank you.
So happy International Left-Handers Day. We'll celebrate that with Rick Horton. Driving to Kansas City, the team flew there Sunday night. Does that make any sense? I mean, I love Kansas City, but if you're a Cardinal player.
We're going to replay this now on a radio station in KC and make fun of St. Louis, Martin. You're just giving them fodder.
Nope. Love Kansas City. Can't wait for the Hyperloop once Bill Self approves it. But if you're a Cardinal player, it's Sunday afternoon. You just swept the Pirates. Don't you want to go home to your pool and barbecue and hang out?
Have Monday off. At least a little bit of Monday off.
And then fly Monday at 3 o'clock.
Exactly.
Have all night Sunday at
home. These guys
are
on the road enough. That's just heartless.
I think they vote on it. We'll ask Rick. He'll probably know why.
Wow,
but
maybe they hate St. Louis.
Let's not say heartless. I think guys are in a commercial.
Their life is great. I'm sure they had huge steak dinners the last two nights.
Heartless.
In Kansas City. But wouldn't you want to just
absolutely,
stay
you want to see your little kids.
Yeah.
And I'm sure they've all got big houses and just chill out. Maybe all the young guys said, no, let's get on the road. This hotel's going to be nicer than my apartment.
All right, before we go to break, quick word about chemos, and I'm just going to read this text because this will be our live spot. Frank had a wonderful evening and experience at Chemos Chop House last night with my cousin Al Wilson, former waiter at Chemos, by the way, and I used to be his busboy. We started off with two orders of the best calzone in St. Louis, order of the fried spinach, my favorite, with the Parmesan cheese, and, of course, Chemos cheese bread, mouth-watering. Then we had a 7-ounce filet with the cognac peppercorn sauce, and a side of pasta basilica. Boy, these are hedonists. I love it. Three bottles of wine, finished with a large slice of cake for our anniversary. The Italian cream cake with the caramel on it. You serve it a little warm. Oh, it's really good. And your brother Mark was there making everything great. We want to remind everybody, it's the best buy in town, the Kimal's Happy Hour, from 3:30 to 8 every night, where you get all these unbelievable appetizers for $6. The drinks are reduced. I mean, you can have three appetizers for $18. Our homemade Italian meatballs, the fried spinach, the chicken Bangkok, all $6. I'm telling you, there's no better deal than the Kimal's Happy Hour. And we just started opening for lunch. Price is very reasonable for lunch, too. Kimal's in Westport. The Chop House is open and thriving. We'll be right back.